everybody, and welcome to the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Libby, and I have with me Jenny Bradford Curley from the Tupelo CVB and Elizabeth Russell with the Tupelo Elvis Festival. So thank y'all for being with us.
Thank you. Thanks.
So there's a lot of new things in Tupelo. You know, we've actually got the semifinals for the ETA contest tonight, and Tupelo always puts out a great competitor. That's one of the biggest things that I'm excited about for Tupelo Elvis Festival.
Right, we are happy to be here with Doug Church. You know,
yeah.
We're excited that he's here, and we're looking forward to tonight, you know, and seeing everybody with the ETA
yes.
competition and Saturday, too.
Yeah, you know, these guys are professionals. This is the way they make their living, and I think, am I right in saying Tupelo kind of has, like, a coach, and it's a boot camp, and they really make sure that these guys are paying tribute to the King of Rock and Roll?
I think you're pretty correct in saying that. You know, Doug, he's from Indiana, mm-hmm. and he came into Tupelo Sunday night, and he was in the office with us Monday and Tuesday, and we call it boot camp.
Yeah.
And we like for our winners to come back, and we work through everything as far as song selection. We
wow.
look at costuming, hair, makeup,
yeah.
Vocals, all of it.
That is so cool.
You know, because
cool.
we want to be a really good support system for him and put him in a place where he can, you know, put forth his best effort and feel confident in what he's doing. So we're happy to offer that and do it. It's a lot of fun.
Yes. So what, do we already have the dates for next year's Elvis Festival?
We do. So you can go ahead and mark your calendar, June 1st through 4th.
Awesome. Okay. Make sure you're prepared. Get your tickets early.
That's right. You can get your tickets early. Right. We are already, you know, we say Elvis never really leaves. You know,
yeah.
we constantly talk about him all year long and plan all year long. So we are
yeah.
already wheels turning about what we're going to be doing in June.
Awesome. Okay. And I know there's always new things to do in Tupelo. Is there a birthplace trail that I've heard about?
Yes, absolutely. We've just opened the Elvis Presley Birthplace Trail, which is an easy walkable or bikeable trail that goes all the way from our downtown area to the Elvis Presley birthplace. So it's
wow.
a little over a mile, mile and a half, and you can safely walk, you can
mm-hmm.
see all the great shops and eat great food in downtown, go to Tupelo Hardware where Elvis got his first guitar,
yes.
and then you can go to the birthplace. You're actually walking in the footsteps of Elvis, so it's a
yeah.
fantastic new addition to downtown.
That's awesome, and I know so many people come to see the statue downtown and the view that overlooks that's right there at that point, and it's so much fun to be in Tupelo during both Elvis weeks, I feel like.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We love celebrating in January for his birthday, and
yeah.
then, of course, again in June with the festival, and even we help kick off Elvis Week with Fan Appreciation Day in August,
yes.
so we've just had that, and the birthplace is actually opening a new exhibit in September that will be new picnic pavilions, restroom facilities, a lake that they've redone with water features where you
oh,
can
wow.
actually walk around, sit,
yeah.
know, meditate, think about
yes.
things. That's where Elvis used to come to dream. So you can do the same thing.
Wow. You
now.
Can go and dream in the same place Elvis has.
Exactly.
That is so cool. And I love the feeling that he really never does leave. He's a Tupelo boy and a Memphis boy, true and true. And those cities just thrive on that energy and that spirit, and everyone comes to from all around the world to be there in Tupelo. So
absolutely, we're just 90 minutes away from
yeah.
Memphis in Tupelo, so it's the perfect quick
it's
getaway.
It's faster when I drive.
Well, yes,
faster than the horse, right? Yeah,
right. Yeah. So, what else do y'all have new that Elvis fans just can't miss out on?
Well, the new stuff at the birthplace is great. You know,
yes.
they're always updating things out there. So
mm-hmm.
the new Becoming statue, they opened that
Becoming statue.
Last August, and it is fantastic. You actually can stand at the Overlook and see all of downtown. It's beautiful. Great place to watch the sunset or
yeah.
sunrise if you're an early riser. And be back up on that hill like
yes.
Elvis was.
Oh, my mm-hmm. gosh. Well, I'm so excited to have y'all here. And talking about the ETA contest again, that is just a big part of all Elvis weeks, I feel like. And Doug Church is such a great competitor, and we can't wait to see him. Can you tell us a little bit more about what the process is like to qualify for these semifinals?
Sure. You know, part of being able to compete in Memphis for the ultimate in
yeah.
the ETA competition is you have to have already won a preliminary round. And so Tupelo Elvis Festival, part of what we do is our ETA competition. So that's one aspect of it. So Doug came to Tupelo. He competed with all of our other contestants. He took first place. And as part of that, we help him prepare and get ready for Memphis.
So it's not over when you win at Tupelo. You're kind of prepared for that next step at the ultimate in Memphis.
Right. I mean, part of what we do, a huge part of what we do, and it may be a little different from how some other people handle theirs, but we really do try to make sure that we help carry. You know, we just don't say, okay, great, you won Tupelo. We'll see you in Memphis when you get there.
Right.
We really do try to put forth a really good effort to kind of help prepare them, you know, so that they can, you know, come to Memphis and feel confident in what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool. So how long have you been with the Tupelo Elvis Festival?
All of, I think I've passed the 6 month mark. So
yay!
I know, yay! We should like pop off,
that's
you know,
right.
Something.
Why aren't we
first
yes.
Elvis
week.
I know,
yes.
And my first yes. Elvis week.
That is so cool.
I'm having a good time.
Well, we are
it.
So privileged to have you here in Memphis, and we're so thankful that we've got such a great team in Tupelo. And thank you guys for coming. Is there anything else that we can't miss that we've got to go see?
Just come
That's
see
it.
Us. 90
come
minutes.
See us.
Well, come see us. And Jeannie Bradford will say, too, I mean, we like to say Tupelo is where it all started. You know, it's where it began. It's the, where the process started and got him to Memphis. And we have a lot that we want to share with people and let them see, too.
You got to go to Tupelo to get the whole story.
You do.
Absolutely.
The first chapter.
That's where it starts.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you both for being here. Y'all enjoy your Elvis week. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.